Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bechayreis, Perik Dalid. Mishnah Gimel, Hashoichet Habchar, Sama Shechts Habchar. And only then, Umare es Mumay, does he show the blemish to an expert. This man did not do things right. You're not supposed to shecht it before you first show it to a mumcha, to an expert. We'll see in the next Mishnah what's called an expert. But it has to be someone that has a right to paskin whether this type of a blemish is a blemish or not, whether it's a mum kvua or not. But lemaisa, he did it. And only afterwards did he go to the expert, and the expert said, okay, it is a mum. But he shechted it beforehand, before he got the heter. So Yehuda matter. Yehuda says, okay, you can eat it. Lemaisa, it was a good mum. Shouldn't have done it, but now you can eat it. Remeir and Remeir says, hoyel since the nishcha, this pchor was shechted, shaloi alpi mumcha, without the heter and psak of an expert, too late. Osir, it's osir. Now the Batanur explains as follows. If this was a mum in the eye of the behemoth, Rabbi Yehuda would also be made that it's osir, because that changes after shchita. Because of the tsar misa, the eye changes. So the expert may look at it now and say, oh, it's a mum kvua, but that doesn't mean it was a mum kvua before he shechted it. Could be, had he looked at this while it was still alive, he would say, no, this is a temporary mum. But a certain mumim on the guf of the behemoth, that doesn't change. Shchita didn't change that. So if it's a mum now, we know it was a mum before. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, look, he didn't do it right. He was supposed to ask the expert first and only then shecht. But lemaisa, he did it, and the expert looks at it and says, there was a mum here, so okay, eat it. Rav Meir says, no. If I'm going to let him do this with a mum on the guf, people are going to make the mistake and do the same with a mum in the eye and in the eye. They're going to say, oh, the expert says it's a good mum. But that doesn't mean it's a good mum, because it could be now it's a mum. That would be matur the pchar. But before shchita, it wasn't. And says the Batanura that the halach is like Rabbi Meir. If you take matters into your own hand and you paskin on yourself, you may pay a price that it won't be able to be corrected afterwards. And of course, the frustrating thing for this man would be that had he showed it to an expert, he would have been matur it for him. But now after shchita, it's too late.